What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Live. If you are watching me from YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button and welcome back to the show, you guys. So my topic today, so at first I didn't have a topic. Seriously, I was trying to see what I wanted to talk about. It is spring break over here. If you're listening to this, you're listening to this on a Tuesday. It's spring break. Spring break just started for the kids, and it is crazy, okay? So I'm over here hiding in my little, you know, closet trying to record. It is 8 o'clock at night. I'm trying to record something so I could just go relax and have some wine, because that is what I do when the kids are asleep, okay? So you guys, what I wanted to talk about today was, you know, was kids, safety, and food. Kids, safety, and food. Wow. Okay, so there has been a lot of, you know, things going around where, you know, you don't know what to trust anymore. Like, you don't know if your kids should be eating people's food. So, let me backtrack. All right. I remember, I'm always going to go back to my childhood, because it's so many things in my childhood that I didn't understand that's beginning to come back and make perfect sense right now. Like, I'm always going to go back to my childhood every time I have an episode like this. So I remember growing up, my dad would never let us eat anything from anybody. I mean, anything, okay? Like, he would sit me down and tell me not to eat from anybody in school because they could put things in your food. At first, I thought that was weird. And I was like, why would my friend put stuff in my food? Why would my friend do that if they're my friends? So I listened to him. I didn't eat anything from anybody. And that stuck with me in my adult years, because I would go play, like, I would go to people's house and literally not eat anything they cook. Like, I would be afraid to eat anything they cook. And that really stuck with me. But it's mad weird, too, because I eat from restaurants and stuff. And it's like other people literally cooking the restaurant food. So let's go back to present day today, and it's, you know, it's all over, you know, the news and stuff that, you know, things are happening to kids that, you know, kids are bringing in, like, Lay's brownies to school, and other kids are eating it and getting sick. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? Like, what is happening in society today? Like, what is happening here? So I'm like, is anything not safe anymore? Like, what's happening? Is it not safe to eat from anybody else anymore? Is it not? Should you not trust that your kids will be safe if they get something from their friends? Should you be telling your kids not to eat anything from their friends? Like, seriously, I wanted to keep, like, when I had my kids, I didn't want to scare them like my parents scared me. So I didn't even tell them, I didn't even think to tell them not to eat anything from their friends, or, you know, their friends will put stuff in it. I don't want them to be that scared. But I think, like, in society, you have to kind of pre-warn your kids. So I am like from now on, from gone from now on, I'm gonna tell my kids like be careful who you take stuff from because you never know. Like kids bring stuff to school that that maybe didn't know the stuff was laced. Maybe didn't know the stuff will get the other kids sick. But sometimes they do know. Like, okay, there was this one story circulating around that, this lady. Okay, so her son was getting bullied in school, and not bullied actually. Someone was taking her son's food. Like it's just like that. It's the same thing. So anyway, someone was like taking her son's food, and that was happening every day, and so she got frustrated with it. I mean, she could have handled it a different way. She was a nurse, and so she put something in the food, and next time the kids got in it, the kid got like really sick, like take like really, really sick. The kid had to go to the hospital because she laced the food with something. She told her son to give the kid the food, and the kid got sick. So it's like, who can you trust anymore? Like, can you really trust your kids to eat from anybody? Can you really trust your kids to like take things from their friends? Like I'm not even gonna trust it anymore because it's not safe. It's not safe because you don't know what people could do. You don't know anybody these days. Like you don't. You seriously don't. Okay, there's this other story. I'm just gonna give y'all scenarios because this is where this is all going. Okay, so there's this other story where, these girls were at a sleepover and a father was trying, like, he was trying to put something, he put something in a milkshake and he tried to do something to the girls. And luckily, one of them, it didn't affect one of them. So one of them called, the parents to come and get them. But it's crazy. It's crazy that you can't trust anybody. It's craziness. So saying this to say that, me, that is why I am so cautious with my kids because you never know. Like, you never know what's going on in somebody's head. You never know what people are thinking. You never know who's like trying to get you. I hate to like break my kids, like, because they trust people. Like, they trust their friends. They will take food from their friends because, of course, it's their friends. But you never, how well do you guys know somebody? Like, how well do you know somebody? It's that serious. It's that serious. And it's become that serious. I remember growing up, it wasn't even like that. And now it's like, what is happening? Like, why? Where is the trust? Like, can you really trust somebody? Can you really trust somebody? Like, can you really trust somebody not to poison you when they're trying to give you their food? Can you really trust somebody not to do, anything bad to you when they bring food in and then you take it and then you get sick? Can you really trust somebody? Can you really trust that your kids are safe when they're around other people, when they're at sleepovers? Can you really trust that they're safe? Can you really trust that they're safe when they're around their friends and their friends bring food? Around food, period. Like, this whole episode was about the fact that, I can't really trust, anybody giving my kids food anymore because of that one, especially in school, especially their friends bringing things in from home and trying to, hand out and give it to them. Like, if they're not like, I don't even know, because kids bring food in all the time, especially if, especially for lunch, especially to share with their friends, especially candies to share with their friends. So it's hard to tell your kids, okay, don't trust your friend. You never know what could be in the food. You never know what could be in the candy. Don't get anything from your friends. I think my advice to parents is like, if a friend of your child is giving your child something, just tell your child to like bring it home. Don't eat it. That's why I tell my kids, I'm like, okay, if you receive something from school, like if you receive like treats and stuff, bring it to me first before you eat it so I could check it out. Before you even eat it, just put it away. Don't eat it until, you know, I have a look at it, until I inspect it. That's all you can do as parents, because you're not with your kids like 24/7. You're not here to put, that is the hardest thing. You're not here to protect them like 24/7. You're not here with the kids. You don't know what, you know, what they're doing. You don't know what they're eating. You don't know what they're getting into. It's crazy. It's crazy. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. It's mad weird. It's short. It's short, too. That's basically what I wanted to talk about. That's basically what I wanted to go over. It's story time. You ready for this? Why are kids so bossy? Oh my God, story time of the day. So my 4-year-old wants, you know, my 9 and 5-year-old to play with him. And of course, they don't feel like playing. And so he decides to cry and stomp around and say how nobody wants to play with him. And he starts grabbing them and putting them towards the room so he could force them to play with him. And so I was like, you cannot force anybody to play with you. And that's for all of them. Like, they think they could force each other to play and do stuff one doesn't want to do. Like, why are kids so bossy? Whew, that is my story, y'all. That's my story. All right, y'all. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. And today's inspirational quote is, a mother's strength is like a lioness, fierce and protective of her cubs. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at Mama Life Plus 3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.